I'm not sure I could.
Okay, we're back with the second hour of The American Awakening. Michael Herzog coming at you, live from Round Rock, Texas. I have my special guest, Rosalind Peterson, on the line talking about plumes, metal smoke, something other than chemtrails. Short segment here, Rosalind, and then we're going to open up the phone lines. Okay, so we got about 4 minutes here. We're talking about the effects as far as sickness, illness, symptoms, and so forth.
Well, I can read some of the health effects just from the 1999 EPA report with regard to jet aircraft. And I can tell you that a lot of the things we're seeing, in other words, the acidification of sensitive ecosystems, in other words, these emissions cause lung function impairment, effects on exercise performance, increased airway responsiveness, increased susceptibility to respiratory infection, increased hospital admissions and emergency room visits, pulmonary inflammation, lung structure damage, chronic inflammation and structural damage to lung tissue, and accelerated decline in baseline lung function. The cardiovascular effects are heart conditions, and there are similar health effects on animals as on humans. There's lung irritations, premature mortality, aggravation of respiratory and cardiovascular disease, increased respiratory symptoms, changes to lung tissue and structure, and asthmatics are especially sensitive. And then when you get into other emissions, you get eye and respiratory tract irritation, headaches, dizziness, visual disorders, and memory impairment. And then that doesn't even include the environmental effects of crop damage, acid rain. In other words, there's a whole series of things that happen because of the pollution from these jets.
And yet somebody suffers from these symptoms, goes to the doctor or the emergency room, and I'm sure there's not a doctor alive that would put down these symptoms and attribute them to plumes.
Probably not, but this is you know, in other words, we're willing to talk about automobile pollution and the effects it has on humans, but they're not willing to talk about the massive effect that these persistent jet contrails and jet fuel emissions have on impact us.
Right,
either.
And so with that would lead an intelligent thinking individual to believe that they're hiding something. If they don't want to talk about it, if they claim that it doesn't exist, if they, you know, they call us conspiracy theorists for, you know, saying the word chemtrails, then obviously they're hiding something. Because if it was, you know, if it was all above board and it was to help, you know, global warming or whatever, they wouldn't have anything to hide.
Well, then they'd be willing to talk about the CREST program when they send these canisters up into space. And there's what they call, NASA calls night clouds. You can Google their website and type in night clouds and you'll get trimethyl aluminum testing, where they send up canisters full of trimethyl aluminum and other chemicals, and then they explode them into the atmosphere. There's all kinds of programs going on. Not all agencies may know what another agency or university is doing, but these programs all exist, and we have to say, hey, how is the public health, our water supplies, our soil, our trees, in other words, our climate being protected from these programs? And no one wants to touch this. There's no answer. Even Al Gore, going around the country, never talks about one of these programs, never talks about the jets, never talks about one of these programs. He talks about global warming, but when we start to talk to some of the problems that these plumes cause because they exacerbate global warming, he doesn't want to talk about this. And this is where I think we're not getting the whole picture and the whole truth.
Okay, let me stop you right there. We've got to go to a break. Then I'm going to open up the phone lines, 800-313-9443. We already have Trucker Kenny on the line, and Trucker Kenny's going to, I'm going to bring him up after we get back. So stick with us. This is Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, with my special guest, Rosalind Peterson, republicbroadcasting.org, and 12180 Shortwave. See you in three.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered. Our esteemed elders are euthanized. and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Michelle, I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team in their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com is a global opportunity.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, with my special guest, Rosalind Peterson, talking about plumes and the effects thereof. Okay, I'm going to open up the phone lines at 800-313-9443. Last time I had Rosalind on the show, we loaded them up, and I had emails and calls after the show. So now's your chance, guys. Call in with your questions. And let's first go to Trucker Kenny in Wisconsin. Trucker Kenny, you're on with Michael and Rosalind.
Thank you, Mike, for taking the call. Hi, Rosalind.
Hello.
Okay. In my travels in researching this stuff on the internet, I came across something by some PhD out of Milwaukee. There are two bacterium in the soil that are necessary for plant nutrient uptake. Okay. And what is being found out that the barium element is killing these bacteria off. So that's going to also seriously affect our food supply. I have one other thing to say. How long is this crime, aerosol crime, going to continue before the planet cannot recover environmentally from a point of no return? And I'll hang up and listen off air.
Well, thank you, Trucker Kenny. Go ahead, Rosalind. Yeah, hello?
We don't know. We don't know how long we can keep overloading the atmosphere and changing and experimenting before we reach the point of no return. I would suspect that we're going down that path relatively quickly at this time because we're losing our bees. The bee population on March 29th of this year, the U.S. House had a hearing. And if you get a chance to go and get the transcript or take a look at that program, it was broadcast on C-SPAN. They talk about colony collapse disorder, and almost three-quarters, two-thirds to three-quarters of the beehives from beekeepers have collapsed in the last few years. And the bees now are so disoriented that they can't even get back to their hive. And they're weakened in condition. And I think that part of this is because we're having a lack of photosynthesis. The bees are not getting, in other words, the flowers to pollinate at the right time. They're not getting enough of them. In California, we barely have anything flowering right now in Mendocino County and a couple of other counties. So what happens is as we change the atmosphere, we're impacting our honeybees. The other articles on pollinators, we're impacting the pollinators that are not in the honeybee category. In other words, butterflies, other things that gain a food supply and also pollinate certain specific, even hummingbirds. We're beginning to lose all of this. And if we lose our capability to produce crops and if we disrupt our climate and change the sunlight by dimming it so much that we can't produce crops, we could be going down a path here that, where there is no return. So I'm hoping that people will begin to speak up, will begin to talk about the tree decline in their states, and there's huge tree decline across the United States, dead and dying trees all over Mendocino County, Lake County, Sonoma County. Our precious redwoods are dying from the top down, and they don't know why. So what's happening is that they don't want to talk about it because they don't know why. But we've seen some of the reports here. So if you look up tree decline on the internet, if you look up bee decline, honeybee populations, if you look up pollinator decline, if you look up all these things, we're losing things that sustain us here, sustain life. And we have to start saying no to this and find out what's going on, because I don't even know all the things that are going on, but we have to say something about this. So it's time, and we need those reports, and we need to get out and begin to talk to our elected officials and put a stop to what we're doing to our environment.
Rosalind, first of all, now I want to put out the announcement one more time. You guys, there was a number of emails and calls after the show last time Rosalind came on, and so I told you I'd have her on again for all your questions. So I'm going to open up the phone lines one more time. Come on, guys, give her a call. It's 800-313-9443. Again, that's 800-313-9443. Give her a call. Ask your questions. Rosalind, on the subject of these bees. Now, I want to ask you. You're talking about something called colony collapse disorder.
Yes, CCD.
Right. Okay. So since the government basically is in denial about these all of these different tests that are going on and the chemicals that are in the air, and since we are seeing the repercussions of this by bee populations dying, hummingbirds, butterflies, and whatever, how difficult is it for people in the professional capacity to bring these this evidence forward and say, hey, you know, these chemicals could very well be causing this when the government's in denial about it to begin with? I mean, I see, I don't know, a tightrope that's being walked here, if you will, where the government, you know, they don't want to admit that it is these tests that are taking place that they're allowing to happen or behind them happening or promoting them happening when it's doing this damage while they're denying the whole thing exists to begin with. Do you see where I'm going here?
Yes.
Okay, so how do we approach this?
Because there are lots of documents. There are, in other words, there's HARP documents. By the way, that's the High Frequency Active Auroral Research Program. That's a joint program of the Air Force and the Navy, and they have joined NASA now with some of these canisters going up. These programs, and some of them they're talking about, and they're public record, they're public document. We know about them. And what happens is we have to take and not say, well, we believe that those chemtrails up there are something in general, that they're trying to do something to us, because then they'll say, well, what proof do you have? And you get stuck right there. What we have to do is we have to take these documents where we know what's going on, where we know that there's problems with rickets and other things, and say, look, when you get the CDC and they talk about an increase in rickets, and the University of California, Berkeley, talks about an increase in rickets, and Kaiser Permanente talks about increase in rickets, we have to say, well, who's studying? Who's looking at a lack of sunlight? Because one of the reasons that they talk about for this increase is a lack of direct sunlight. So we have to begin to make our case, talk about what's going on, talk about NASA saying that this impacts natural resources, these persistent jet contrails, that they exacerbate global warming, and find out why our congressmen will not talk about and deal with these issues. And we have the documents, but what we have to do is stop just complaining in general. In other words, get on the Internet and complain, complain, complain. You have to get a hold of these documents yourself, and you have to organize people in your area and go and demand that your congressman protect you from these programs.
Okay, let's go to a call. Would you like to? Let's go to Ron in Michigan. Ron, you're on with Michael and Rosalind.
Hello, Rosalind. Hello, Michael.
Hi.
Hello.
Yeah, I've been following this for a few years, and there is a website in Canada. It's called Homestead, CA, with an L, Homestead with an L. And he's got documents on there from the U.S. Air Force Academy that had a course in the early 90s called Chemtrails. It was a lab manual from this course. I was desperately trying to find the numbers and everything from it, but he has it on his website that he found in the library.
Okay, yes. Yes, it's Brian Helms' website in Canada.
Right.
And he's great, and he has a lot of items. Air Apparent also is another place where you can get documents and information in Canada. Those are two great sites. And
yeah.
What happens is we do have the documents, and I do know about the United States Air Force Naval Academy Chemistry Lab Manual that's called Chemtrails. Yes,
right.
I do.
Right, yes, yeah. Well, I thought that was interesting that you get, stonewalled when you mention chemtrails, and, you can pull that document up. So
everybody knows what it is except the government.
That's true. That's true.
All right. Anything else, Ron?
No. Keep on doing the good work.
Thank you very much.
Okay. You two join us because we need a lot of voices.
Right. Well, I'm pretty well connected in that sphere. I think you know Jenny. I know. I've heard you, Rosalind. So.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you very much.
All right. Thanks, Ron.
Bye.
Okay. Let's go to Ted in Texas. Ted, you're on with Michael and Rosalind.
Did you ask Ted?
Ted.
Yes,
Ted, go ahead.
Yes, wonderful program. Thank you so much for what you do, and thank you, Dr. Rosalind, for your research. I'm an MD and a PhD, and there's a lot that worries me. My PhD was on the pineal gland, which needs full-spectrum sunlight, really, in order to work. But my biggest question is about this, Morgellons. I heard a program the other day that indicated that some of these tombs have Morgellons in them, and I don't know if you looked at very much.
Excuse me, Dr. Ted, are you on a cell phone, sir?
Yes, and I can't.
Okay.
Another one. I'm sorry.
Okay, that's well, you're cutting out pretty bad. The question that you had was on Morgellons. You want to repeat it, sir?
Yes. Do these tombs contain Morgellons to that at all?
We approached this topic last time Rosalind was on the show, and her, correct me if I'm wrong, Rosalind, you want to answer this if you'd like, but your expertise doesn't want you to go into that, right?
Well, I don't know. I don't know enough about it. I just don't know. It's not an area that I have studied, and there's nothing I can say about a connection because I just don't know.
Okay, let me insert something, Dr. Ted. I have done quite a bit of research on it, and I'm not an expert. I'm just an investigator. And what I have found is there are similar, well, I don't know what you call them, bacteria or fiber or whatever that is
really?
That is coming that is coming out of this, these plumes. And I have compared that with pictures of Morgellons, and it's eerily similar. Now, I'm not saying by any stretch of the imagination that, oh, yes, this is causing it or whatever, but in the pictures that I've compared, it is similar. Go ahead.
It certainly seems to be, and, in fact, I even understand that some of the genetically modified organisms from Monsanto contain these also, and they're working with people that are putting that in.
Okay, doctor, we got to go to a break. I'll hold you over if you like, okay? It's Michael Herzog and American Awakening, and you're listening to republicbroadcasting.org. We'll be back in three.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017. Or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
Summer is once again just around the corner, and as usual, so are higher gas prices. This year, stop taking it on the chin and start fighting back. Ethos FR, a product tested and found worthy by NBC and Fox News, can save you up to 19% on fuel and reduce emissions by up to 30%. Unlike other products and gadgets you've seen advertised, Ethos FR attacks the source of the problem, unburned fuel. You see, exhaust is essentially unburned fuel that's expelled from your tailpipe. That equates to toxins being released into the environment and dollars being released from your wallet. But with Ethos FR, fuel burns more completely, helping your engine to deliver better mileage and helping you to save money. And it's so easy to use. Simply pour a couple of ounces into your tank at every fill-up, and you're on your way to saving money and the environment. So, do yourself and the environment a favor and visit ctsavegas.com to get your bottle today. That's ctsavegas.com.
Okay, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, with my guest Rosalind Peterson, talking about plumes, contrails, metal smoke, whatever. Anyway, this is a short segment. We've got David from Oregon on the line. David, go ahead. You're with Michael and Rosalind.
Well, thank you for taking my call, and thank you for what you're doing.
Thank you, sir.
I would also like to thank you for playing the Dixie Chicks. Okay.
Wait. David, do you think, in your estimation, is that tune wearing a little thin or not?
No.
Okay.
Keep going.
All right. Well, I got a comment.
We need to support these young women artists. They're terribly talented and creative, and they have the guts to stand up and say what all of us would like to say about George Bush. I'm formerly a Texan, and I'm damn embarrassed that he's our president and from Texas.
Okay.
But anyway, my first comment has to do with I'm in northeastern Oregon. It's springtime here, and there is a complete absence of the normal pollinating insects that we have. And that's just a site report. My question is, what this all appears to be, if we look at the big picture, is that the ability to create life-sustaining circumstances on this planet for the production of food. It appears to me that all of these programs that you are talking about are directed in that area. And I'm wondering, what do we do about it? I mean, contact our congressmen and senators? That's kind of like pissing into a hurricane.
No, it's not. Not if you have the government documents and you pound their offices and talk to their staff member. It's not. If we all give up and do nothing, nothing will change and it will get worse. But if we all speak up and begin to talk about the loss of pollinators, we begin to talk about what's going on and demand that they take action. They have to take action. They can't avoid it.
I'll give you my word. I will call both all of my congressmen and senators today.
Good, but contact me. Are you on the Internet?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, go to my website and get a hold of me, and I'll give you some documents that will arm you well to go into, in other words, so that when you call them, you can quote out the documents.
All right.
About what's going on.
I greatly appreciate what you're doing. God bless you and thank you.
Thank you, David. Appreciate the call.
It's CaliforniaSkyWatch.com. Okay.
All right. David, you still there? David's gone. Well, you know, it's interesting that a lot of people, you know, here's the frustration. A guy says, you know, you're peeing in a hurricane or whatever. And a lot of people feel that they say, well, I'm just one person. What can I do? And what a lot of people have been propagandized into thinking, but not, you know, a false realization, is that we are the government. We are the people, and we are the mass. And we're the ones that can make the difference. But the problem is that this society is so complacent, and they have been, you know, brainwashed into thinking that they're just one person, they can't do anything. But they can. And it's just convincing these people that, look, you know, these Congress critters that are in Washington, they have to do our bidding. Because they're looking to get reelected, and if they think they're not going to get reelected, then they're going to stand up and take notice. So at any rate, you know, the guy's got a valid point. He's saying it's springtime in Oregon, and I heard him mention that there are no pollinating insects, and you're saying the same thing's going on in Mendocino?
Very few, yes, very few.
Now,
and bee supplies are down, and in other words, they don't even have enough bees for agriculture for the almond orchard. To bring in enough bees this year to pollinate all of the almond orchards that I know of right now. So it's a disaster because without the pollinators, we can't sustain crops. They won't. You won't get no pollen, no almond, no pollen, no peaches. If you don't have pollinators, you're not going to have your wildflowers. You're not going to have a lot of things this spring.
Now, he was talking about insects. I mean, we're talking about the pollinating insects. But what about just, you know, normal, you know, ants, or have you noticed any declination in the ant population, or the grasshoppers, or the mosquitoes, or any of that sort of thing?
Frog population is in decline in a lot of areas, both in Canada and the United States. If you look at lizard decline, in other words, you can start typing in different, you know, animals, and you're going to find declines, and like tree decline. The pinyon pine is declining. They don't know why. In Arizona, the oak trees that don't have sudden oak death are declining in California at record rates. And so if we lose our trees, we lose one of our big assets for cleaning up our environment and having oxygen. So this is problematic.
Oh, this is something that if the issue isn't addressed and rapidly, you know, it's like, you know, it can reach its peak where you've reached the point of no return and famine would be inevitable.
Yes, but also you have your geoengineering group who wants to put more chemicals into the atmosphere in order to stop direct sunlight from hitting the ground. And you see, I'm really concerned about that because they're going to chemically induce this with sulfur. So here in California, In 2006, they took out the diesel fuel. They took out the sulfur and diesel fuel, and now they want to go put it into our atmosphere to cool us down. But what about the health effects? If it's in fuel and it's giving us health effects and they take it out, then why do they want to add it into our atmosphere? And that along with other programs.
Mm-hmm.
So this is of great concern. Also, I wanted to read you something from a government document.
Okay, well, let me stop you right there. Let's pick that up. I believe we're going to be going to a break, and I also have a caller coming in from England, Sue from England. So what I'm going to do, let's put that one on hold until after the break. I'm going to bring up Sue from England, and then I'll hold her over with her question. How's that?
Okay.
Okay, Sue from England, you're on with Michael and Rosalind.
Hello, hi.
Hi.
You're listening to the
Sue?
because you can handle the truth.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, and I have to apologize to my two ladies on the line. There was some engineering mess up, and I didn't hear the music. We just went to break. But we've got Sue from England on the line with Rosalind Peterson. Sue, go ahead.
Hi, hello. This is a topic that's very close to my heart. For the last 3 years, just over 3 years, I gave up a relatively good, well-paid job here in England because I realized something was very, very wrong after 9/11. Chemtrails, I've got extensive footage. I've got loads and loads of photographs, and I watch them daily over my house here in Nottingham in England. It's absolutely dreadful, and it's as if everyone around me can't see them. But anyway, I think there's another level. There are many levels with the whole of the conspiracy, of which chemtrails is just one of them. And I think there's a spiritual dimension to this as well. Remember we had the acid rain scare in the 70s and the 80s. Mm-hmm. Then we went on to the ozone hole in the 90s, and everybody was panicked into buying new fridges to get rid of the Freon. And then we had the skin cancer scare in the last few years, and our children in schools have been made to wear hats so that the sun doesn't get to them. The skin cancer scare also has meant that people have been made to wear sunscreens, which now it may be that's kind of to the detriment of people. Is this to stop the sun actually getting to human beings as well as to nature, as it were? And I just picked this up. I was wondering where it was, and I just picked it up tonight. from Revelation 1:7. Behold, he cometh with clouds, and every eye shall see him, and they also which pierced him, and all kindreds of the earth shall wail because of him. Even so, amen. And to me, coming with clouds, and every eye shall see him, is rather pertinent to Dr. Ted you had on a few minutes ago regarding the pineal gland. And, of course, aluminium, mercury, fluoride all gather in the pineal gland, and we need the sun in order to give us vitamin D, which would stop rickets and that kind of thing. But I think this is a spiritual dimension, and these people do not want our Creator to get back in contact with us. I might be very wrong with this. I am, I do desperately now believe in a Creator. I've had the most wonderful enlightenment, and I think this is another dimension to it.
Fascinating. Rosalind, would you wish to comment on that?
I can't say. There's lots of theories, and I can't personally speak to this particular issue. I just don't know.
Okay. Yeah. Let me say one thing, and I'll take it a step farther than Rosalind. Rosalind's in the professional capacity looking at it from the scientific angle. And I will tell you, Sue, that I have done an immense amount of research on a number of different facets revolving, and I'll tell you what, the spiritual ties, you are onto something. There is a lot of things that lock in. There's a number of things that, even though, you know, I don't go in and read the Bible from cover to cover as I do my research and so forth. There's so much subject matters.
Absolutely.
that will relate back to passages in the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
And then you start scratching your head and going, wow, there's something to this.
Yes.
And then you take it a step farther and you say, well, you know, if there is an agenda behind this, if there is a movement, if there is an evil force behind this whole thing, whether you believe it or not, it exists. But if you do believe it, that means conversely, there has to be a positive force, which would take you right back to the Bible.
Absolutely.
So yes, I do agree with you. Okay.
Right.
And I thank you so much for the call. Have you got anything else to add?
No, I just want to say I just wish other people could see these things. They look at me as if I'm mad.
Oh.
because people don't look up above their heads.
No,
you know?
I know.
I mean, when it starts about 4 p.m. usually, and it's line after line. I mean, it can start first thing in the morning on a Sunday morning. You know, it's just like a grid system, day after day, after week, after month. And I've been watching these since the very late 90s, but more so since about 2004 when I started to film them. And I've got some of these black beams as well that one of them particularly came over the horizon. And then there were several of them which joined up with the chemtrail. So I'm watching these and I know that something's behind them, and I know that we are the lab rats underneath. And we all have, you know, we have children. It's the future of our wonderful planet. And these people don't give a damn other than making money. And you know, they don't want us. We just provide them with the money for them to wipe us out, it would seem.
Good point. Time for people to open their minds a little further.
Absolutely. Yes.
Thank you so much for the call, Sue. Okay.
Bless you both.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Okay, let's go to Don in Ohio. Don, you're on with Michael and Rosalind.
Hello.
Hello.
Michael and your guest.
Hello. Go ahead, Rosalind. Say hello.
Hello.
Wonderful show today. I'm sitting here listening to everyone, and there's lots of good ideas, a lot of perceptive callers today. It seems to me that the people responsible for this always point to the Illuminati families, the bankers, the big corporations, and we should look at the people in the Bilderbergers, the Council on Foreign Relations, and the United Nations, and considering filing a lawsuit on behalf of all the peoples of the earth. What would be wrong with that, to draw attention to it?
Any thoughts on that, Rosalind?
There's nothing wrong with doing, you know, in other words, projects and filing lawsuits, but you've got to have the people behind you. Otherwise, you're not going to make an impact on elected officials and big organizations. And I think that what you have to understand is that behind us is our Department of Defense and our U.S. Navy and NASA and NOAA and the Department of Energy. There's a lot of – and our universities, because they get money for government studies for these agencies as well. So – there's a lot of things going on worldwide as well as here, and I really believe that people have to come to understanding what's really happening to us and that the experiments that are going on that are impacting all of us. And until that happens, I don't think that you're going to get anyone to sue or any lawsuits initiated, because people have to be really educated. Even lawyers have to be educated before they file a lawsuit.
Well, it's obvious that they're following someone's agenda. This is going on all over the world. It's not just in the United States.
That's correct.
And so, you know, where it's going on in China, who's doing it in China, I don't know. But it seems that we should be able to get to the bottom of it through the UN, through the possibly through the International Court of Justice or the World Court or the World Bank or whoever we have to go after. Let's go after all of them.
That's true. Are you going to be helping out?
Well, I have been. I've been writing about it. I call into
That's
the
good.
Show. You know, I would
good.
Gladly put my name on a lawsuit with everyone else.
Don writes for the Idaho Observer, Rosalind.
Oh, okay.
And he's got some fascinating article. He goes down the rabbit hole on things and finds out stuff that just literally blows your mind. So, and yes, he is the type that will definitely do it.
Can I send you some information?
Yes, you can. You could send it to me either through the Observer or forward it to Michael.
Okay. I will do that.
Is that any of the same information that you have in some of the emails that you've written me, Rosalind?
Yes.
Okay.
And some other, yes. And okay. Plus some more recent writings that I've done.
Okay. All right. No, because I've still got those. I've never erased any of them.
I'm not speaking about going into our corrupt justice system here. I'm talking about on a world scale. I'm talking about bringing this out to the forefront in a forum where because this is happening all over the world. I know that the people in Europe are not happy about it. People in Africa are not happy about it, or those in South America.
Oh, no, and people in Italy are writing to me all the time. And
well,
Greece and England. I get correspondence and emails from all over the world.
Well, we could start out by figuring out, calculating what a life is worth, one life, and then multiply it by 6.5 billion, and then add triple damages to that. Just that's a starting point.
Oh, my gosh. You're talking about getting rid of the national debt in one fell swoop, Don.
Well, you know, the we know who has the money, so,
oh, yeah.
You know, and they're most likely the ones behind it being done. We also have, publicly owned, publicly traded corporations, such as the airlines that are participating in this, and we know that from the evidence that's been discovered. People have lost their jobs when they went online after going home, discovering the systems that are hidden inside the plane, in normally non-accessible parts of the plane.
Mm-hmm. You're talking about the mechanic that discovered those? Yeah, I ran across that as well. The canister, not the canisters, but the tanks that they use for these.
The tanks, the tubing.
Oh, but you can. But see, the thing is that all that equipment is available online. All you have to do is aerial spraying equipment. All of the weather modification companies list tons of this equipment that they'll even put in planes for you. And there's one. Weather modification company that talks about modifying a 747 to carry 24,000 pounds of chemicals. Staggering. Just one plane.
Wow. Hey, listen, I've got another caller on the line.
Sure.
I want to bring up, Don, I want to keep you on for a minute. Let's bring up Michael from New York and let him get into this. Michael, you're on with Michael, Rosalind, and Don. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, good afternoon. Thanks. Doing great. Great show, and I just wanted to chime in because that caller from England, she's getting close to what I believe the ultimate agenda is. Now, you're going to have to hold on to your seats for this theory.
Well, now, wait, before you start your theory, okay, I've got this fellow that I've got on the line right now, he's probably
yes, sir,
going to agree with you, okay, because I've been on with him off the air, and, you know, him and I can discuss this stuff for hours, so go ahead.
Okay, great. Now, this one, I think, is going to be new to all of you, but it is a spiritual thing. Of course, I call it multitasking at the physical level, They're definitely trying to poison us, interfere with the natural ecosystem, and do whatever they can to make life miserable for us so they can roll over us with their new world order. At the spiritual level, what I believe is going on is, as we can see that these aerosol spraying is ultimately forming a blanket around our atmosphere, and it's serving as a filter to block out, screen out solar energies and also cosmic energies. And I think it's due to the fact of a prophecy from Malachi, the last prophet of the Old Testament, that went like this. Behold, the day cometh that shall burn as an oven, and all the proud, ye all that are wicked, shall be stubble on the day that I do this, leaving them neither root nor branch. But unto ye who fear my name, the sun of righteousness shall rise with healing in its beams. Ye shall go forth and grow strong like calves of the stall, and tread down the wicked, for they shall be ashes under the soles of thy feet on the day that I do this, saith the Lord. So what I believe is, now these evil devil-worshipping Illuminati globalists, we know they've got super underground bases. They've got established bases on the moon and Mars, secret bases, and I could send you some video stuff or at least a site to view that.
I agree.
Now, and so what they know now, there's no place to hide. And this is, they can't go underground, they can't go anywhere. The changes that are coming are going to obliterate them because they're evil by nature. Now, they're screening out these new radiations that are impacting the Earth, trying to save their sorry butts. I believe that's the ultimate agenda.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Rosalind, would you like to comment on that?
No, I don't think so.
I didn't think you would. Okay. Listen, Michael, I'll tell you what. This is a fascinating conversation that, no doubt, I would love to have with you. I've had conversations with Don before. During the day with my audience, I generally don't go there, though. Okay.
Sure, I understand. It's more esoteric.
It is esoteric, and I have to keep it on more of a level.
I understand, Michael. Right.
So I appreciate the call, though, and I'm not saying that you're off base by any means.
Right.
Okay.
I understand. I appreciate that. I believe if you guys knew me well, I think you'd appreciate that what I just said a whole lot more. But I appreciate giving me the airtime to explain all that.
All right. Thank you so much for the call, Michael.
Okay. God bless.
Thank you.
Okay, so let's go back here, Don.
Right.
Yes. All right. Hey, you know me though. I mean, I have to tone it down on the air. You know.
Yes.
Yes. So anyway, where were we?
We're talking about going after the people who are the conductors here. You know.
Mm-hmm.
This is like a runaway freight train. There's a schedule. There's a purpose. You know, they have a goal.
Right. And Rosalind has sent me. I don't know. I guess almost volumes of information regarding this stuff. And I'm not an attorney, and I know, Don, that you do a heck of a lot of investigative research, and you uncover this stuff. To compact it and put it in such a way that you can bring it forth to the proper officials and say, hey, you know what? We're not quacks here. We're not conspiracy theorists just because we call it chemtrails or whatever. Are you, or is anybody that you know capable of doing such a thing, Don?
Well, I would think that out of your listeners and out of people that read what's on the web and what might get published in a mainstream newspaper, or as we call it, sidestream newspaper. Certainly the Idaho Observer has printed stories on this. I would think that there are attorneys that would band together for a common cause. I mean, we're talking about saving the planet here. When are we going to get serious about it?
Right. So if you want to step just a little minute step over that line about saving the planet, and if you want to talk about Sue and Michael from New York, you know, this going, okay, there's an evil agenda that doesn't want to save the planet. Right. I mean,
well, they're going to keep doing what they're doing until we bring their attention to the fact that we're aware of what they're doing and we intend to stop it.
Okay. Any comments on that, Rosalind?
Yes, but I'd like to say that there's a lot of American military, and I'd like to say that NASA and a lot of government agencies are involved in many of these programs. To read from one government document, it says the Department of Defense agencies already have ongoing efforts in the broad area of active ionospheric experiments, including ionospheric enhancements. These include both space and ground-based approaches The space-based efforts include chemical releases, such as the Air Force Brazilian Ionospheric Modification Experiment, BIME, B-I-M-E, the Navy's Red Air Program, and multi-agency participation in the Combined Release and Radiation Effect Satellite, CREST, C-R-R-E-S. And that has to do with some of the canisters that are shot up with chemicals in them that are superheated. And so we've got planned and ongoing programs include particle beams and accelerators aboard rockets. So there's a whole list of things that our government and their agencies, taxpayer dollars, are paying for, are ongoing here too. But what I can tell you, when you talk about lawyers, quote-unquote lawyers knowing, I don't think so, because I've run into a couple in the last few months who didn't know anything about this project and didn't even believe the people around them when they were told about what was going on. And all of a sudden, they happened to look up and they saw what was happening in the skies and were so shocked that all of a sudden they called me.
All right, let's take a break. Hold that thought. We've got to take a break. I'm sorry. Be back in three. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, on with my special guest, Rosalind Peterson. Stick with me. RepublicBroadcasting.org.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific. And it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, back with a final segment. Got about 4 minutes left here, so I'm going to say, Don, let's put a couple closing thoughts in there and some of this information I've got that Rosalind had emailed me. I'll be happy to provide for you. And anything else that you have, Rosalind, I'll be happy to get with you off the air and hook you up with Don, okay?
Okay.
So on this lawsuit situation, where are we going with this now?
Well, to me, it's a fantastic information coming out from Rosalind here, and there are others that are experts in the field that have provided similar information. Mr. Carnicom on Carnicom.com has put out, you know, pictures and explanations as to what's going on. Either we face the fact that we have to do something about it, or let's just get a pillowcase and hide our heads and wait to die.
No, I agree. Rosalind, some closing thoughts that you have on this.
Well, I think that we all need to get together to work together to put a stop to this. And I think that we need to not be so worried about, in other words, that you can't do anything personally. I think you have to step up and begin to fight for your family, for your health, for your crops. And I think that we all need to do that and work together and organize and begin to educate our elected officials. And part of it is that the process will be through education. Part of the process will be because people start standing up, because we are a powerful force. The American people are a powerful force. And when we're motivated to educate, a few can make a huge difference and can change things. And I think it's time that we do.
Well, you know, on that subject, I've seen that happen. I've seen... it's hard to put into words. I've seen events that haven't happened that I'm thinking should have happened by virtue of the fact that enough people in the Patriot movement have gotten together behind the scenes and have caused something not to happen, if that makes any sense to you. Don, I know you know what I mean.
Sure.
But, the bottom line is this. The American people can do something. Just like you know, these callers that called in, like Sue in England and Michael in New York, you know, they know something's going on. You know, it's time to stand up, band together, okay? This is poisoning all of us.
Yeah.
You know, Rosalind, you're a professional. You have the credentials in the field. You know what's going on. You've got the results of the test. You know it's there, okay? Yes, you're right. Banding these people together, educating the public about it, people like Don, people, you know, Jeff Rentz, people that are in the media, okay? And as you know, Don, you know, when there's enough heat put on the mainstream media by the alternative media, we force issues to be addressed that normally wouldn't be addressed. And this is one of those. Okay, this is an issue that needs to be addressed, that needs to have the pressure put on the mainstream media to finally bring it to light and say, hey, you know what, there's something going on here. And if we don't, look at what's happening. The bees are dying. The insects are dying. Okay, the crops aren't being pollinated. We're losing crops. And ultimately, we reach a level that is beyond the point of no return. And if that happens, we're all in deep, deep doo-doo.
Yeah, I think we've had enough of technological manipulation of the planet, and don't forget HAARP and DARPA in that too. You know, because they're intended to interact with what they're spraying up there. You know.
Well, that's correct.
Listen,
I don't disagree with you.
Yeah, Rosalind, I want to thank you so much for coming on my show today. It's been fun, hasn't it? it's been interesting, and I will definitely have you up again in the near future.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you.
All right.
And thank you to your callers, too.
Oh, okay.
Thank you. Look forward to hearing from you.
All right.
Okay.
Don, thank you very much. I'll talk to you later. This is
Bye
Michael
now.
Herzog, The American Awakening. Through for the day. Stay tuned for the National Intel Report. And you're listening to RepublicBroadcasting.org and 12180 Shortwave. See you tomorrow with Judy Andreas.
I'm still mad as hell, and I don't have time to go round and round and round. It's too late to make it right. I probably wouldn't if I could, cause I'm mad as hell, can't bring myself to do what it is you think I should. It's true.